Welcome to Spiritually Raw. We expose and explore controversial truths, myths, and theories surrounding the spirit world. Guests include QAnon experts, investigators, debunkers, and skeptics of the supernatural, unexplained, and flat-out unimaginable. Content discussed on this show is not necessarily the opinion of the cast of Spiritually Raw, and topics quite often are for mature audiences only. This show is not intended to replace any medical, financial, or legal advice, and is for entertainment purposes only. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. Hey, everybody, what's going on? I know you have a show to watch, so let me get real quick into this with you. Okay, so Ascended Masters, you're watching right now, browse, select, ascend. It's very easy to use. All you have to do is scroll down here. You're going to see the different categories, sessions, courses, products, entertainment, books, conscious business growth. All you do is you simply click on the category that's resonating with you or that you're in need of, and you're going to see a video directory of some of the greatest minds out there. And within 5 to 7 minutes, you'll find out who that person is, what their style is, and if they're going to help you on your journey called life. It's a very easy formula to follow right here. And also too, if you're one of those who does have a product or service that you think that will be a benefit to others and you'd like to be on Ascended Masters, our email is in the description below. It's askspirituallyraw@gmail.com. We'll set up a time to chat and see how you can make a difference in the world for people. So hope you're enjoying the site, everybody. Thanks for sharing this and much love to you. And most importantly, enjoy the show. We'll see you next time. Hello, everybody. How are you? And welcome to Spiritually Raw. And as always, thank you so much for your energy exchange with us today. And we hope you woke to the most miracle morning and are also having the most fortunate day today. We have a treat for you today.
Old friend.
Yeah, yeah. Dr. Linda Salvin, when we first started out the show, she's come back.
She's so one it's of really our cool. First.
And you probably, a lot of you already know about her. I mean, she's been, you know, recognized as psychic to stars. I mean, she's been on, you know, some of the first psychic lines that, that were out there. So a lot of you probably we already remember, and if you don't, you know, we'll have our links in the description so you can find out more about her. She is a metaphysical clinician and a psychic with healing powerful, very powerful abilities. Again, her links will be in the description below. She's got a super easy site to navigate so you can stay connected and find out how she can fit into your journey called life. So,
and we just found out, Dr. Linda, over the next 30 days, you're going to see her on national television. She's going to be on multiple very well-known shows on national TV. So
and keep an eye out. And the first thought out of your head when you see her is,
she looks familiar.
We saw her on Spiritually Raw. We saw her on Spiritually Raw, didn't you? All right, cool. This is great, everybody. You're going to love this story. And we're going to talk a little bit about getting out of the paranormal, okay? This is something that, you know, with her experience and, you know, really what she's been through and her service to her humanity, she's got a lot of wisdom to share with us. So let's, before we dive into there, if you kindly could hit that subscribe button and stay connected with us, the notification bell, you all know the drill, the sharing, liking, all that stuff, and all of our links to stay connected with us will be in the description below. Much love and enjoy the show. Dr. Linda, how are you?
AJ, hi, April. It's so good to see you. Yeah, we go back to
how awesome this
2012, somewhere back there.
Yeah.
How do you possibly look younger? For real. I mean, you look fantastic.
I'm a Capricorn. Capricorns age well. I'll be 68 in about 4 weeks.
God bless you. You're wearing it well.
Wonderful.
You're wearing it well, my dear friend. You really are.
You have been through, let me tell you, for those of you who are like, who's Dr. Lynn? You have had some of the most extraordinary life experiences that have taken you to where you are and all throughout your course of your career. And where do you want to start, Jay? You want to go backwards?
Yeah, let's get the audience to get to know you. If you could, I know there's so much time, so little to talk about it in, but let's go ahead and at least give them a backstory a bit. I know, you know, from your walk-in experience to the plane crash and
That was, you know what, Dr. Linda, I have to tell you this. When you first came on the show way back when, it was our first experience of ever hearing the terminology walk-in. And remember how far out that was to us?
Yeah, I remember. Oh, no. Yeah, but then you've had so many people on your show through the years that have talked about it or
You were definitely the first one that bought that out to us. But
yeah,
it made for great shows at that time and still will again.
So because it was so weird and so odd. And what is it? But what's happened with technology and the evolution of the metaphysical and spiritual and psychic and new age world is that it's all come real. That happened to me in 1981. But to backtrack, I'm born and raised in Los Angeles, got a bachelor's in health science at San Francisco State in 1975, went to Michigan for a master's in public health. Here's the big word in epidemiology, which is the catchword today for the pandemic. And then 4 years out of grad school, I was on company business and environmental health, and the plane crashed. It was a Boeing 737. But that was the beginning of my psychic journey, because I wasn't psychic. I believe we're all intuitive, but we're not all psychic. Big difference. People think, oh, I've got intuition. I said, but it's not being psychic. So I was sitting at the airport with my partner, and I looked over at the plane, and I said, doesn't it look like it could crack there? And he just said, you know, you're tired from the day. It had been a hellish day for work. And an hour and a half later, the plane cracked in half on the 17th aisle, where I had the vision of the fuselage exhaust settlement on the plane. We avoided collision with another plane taking off on the same runway, which the probability was 2 billion to 1 at John Wayne Airport, February 17th.
That gives me chills.
Yeah, when you get chills, you're getting the truth of spirit. Mm-hmm. When you get chills, you know somebody's telling the truth. I don't lie. People think I'm all full of it, but
arms.
People will get goosebumps, or they start seeing orbs, or they hear things when I'm around, because my vibration is on a higher frequency than the average, and people don't get it. I scare people, and I don't even realize it, because it's a different feeling. And I can tell these, what I call lower ethereals, that are so unconscious, I don't even want to work with them anymore, because it's too much work to bring them to the light. Mm-hmm. But I didn't understand all this 40 years ago. I had no clue. Okay, I was an environmental health specialist for an insurance company. I knew there was a God, but I didn't pay attention to what the universe was saying. But that plane crash opened me up. Took 6 years to heal. April was referring to the walk-in, what that was. I didn't know. But when I slid down the ramp, I heard a loud voice that said, don't do this, do. And I was given a message. And then I hit my knees and I ran on the grass. And then I stopped. And in that part of Orange County, we were like just yards away from the freeway, so I could see the cars at the freeway. Then I panned and I saw the paramedics and all the beacons, and I thought, what is going on? And I saw the hangars, and I saw where the people were at the terminals, and I kept going. And then I turned and I saw the plane on its belly on fire. Uh-huh. So I did this whole like 190. And
did
I thought,
anyone not survive that, Dr. Linda?
No, we all survived. It was a miracle flight. It's even New York Times called it the miracle flight. We all should have died. I said, oh my God, I just survived a plane crash. The walk-in happened coming down the ramp, which looks like a river raft. I got to the door and I said to the stewardess, where are the stairs? Because there weren't any. Excuse my voice. I've been fighting all day because it's raining. So I slid down the ramp, this loud voice happened, but I heard and felt a whoosh, whoosh. When I hit the ground and when I finally stopped to pan to see what happened, a part of me was 5'8", like I stand, and the other part was about 50 feet out of me. I was split in half. So it was like a cyclops, you guys, where I saw life at 5'8" and life at 50 feet higher for 4 months. It lasted for 4 months, and that was the walk-in, which I didn't understand, but I had gone to one psychic prior to meeting this other psychic. And I thought my friend told the psychic everything about me. I knew nothing about psychics. And then friend after the plane crash said, go see this woman. You may get chills again, April. Her back was to me when I walked into the apartment. She says, oh, you're a walk-in. I said, what's a walk-in? She goes, it's when you're close to death and a soul exchanges. I said, I was just in a plane crash. She said, come sit down. I met her face to face. I think her name was Shirley back in 81. And she explained that whatever entered me was a psychic. I'm not a psychic. Well, here we are 40 years later, and I'm known all over the world as a psychic.
Wow, that is so fascinating.
That is just
incredible. I had no clue. I knew I was confused. I knew I didn't feel right. I knew I didn't have a purpose. I didn't have, nothing made sense. I was like a dangling puppet. I didn't know for years.
Did you have the, when the walk-in came through, the psychic walk-in came through? Oh, so first of all, that, and I just want to clarify, because you actually, well, we've been knowing about this from you for 10 plus years now. When you had your walk-in, Dr. Linda, did that original soul depart? Did you, was there a sense of...
It feels like something left. It's so fast. It's in a millisecond.
Meaning the new walk-in, I know it's been a while now, but did that new soul retain the memories and everything, the feeling of that?
That's what's upsetting to me. Because I have to think really hard. Like if one of my family members or an old friend says, oh, remember, and I don't have that recall. Oh. It's like I have so much spiritual knowledge so sorry.
You're all good.
I have detached pretty much from the physical world. I have 55 years worth of diaries, and I'm going to burn them because I read them, but what do I need all the history for now? Or I see photographs and I don't have the emotional memory that I used to have the emotional attachment to. I can start letting go of all that. And we do that as the process of life anyway. And during the pandemic, I've called this the hallway of transformation. But my own evolution has shifted so much. Yes, we let go of the past. Yes, we have memories. Yes, we have nostalgia, but I'm not connected like that anymore. And I used to be really nostalgic and really passionate about things. But now it's like, stay in the moment, get going. We don't have that much time. I mean, who cares about the past? We've been there, done that, slowly let go. But the walk-in experience, AJ and April, at that time, this is pre-internet. Internet hit in 1996. Mm-hmm. This was 1981. I was 27 years old. And if you do the research on the age of 27, how many rock stars overdosed at the age of 27? There's a whole thing about 27.
Yeah.
Saturn return. So my big thing, I survived it. But while I was trying to figure it all out and going to therapy, and I had PTSD and I couldn't go to sleep and I couldn't wake up and I didn't like the sound of planes. And I mean, it's just fear, unbelievable fear and anxiety. Even though I knew I was okay, I couldn't understand why I didn't feel like me. Okay. And I didn't know where to go. So I started going back on job interviews. I got fired from my job 9 months later, which freaked me out because I wasn't prepared to lose my corporate job. And during that time, I did a showcase. I was offered a record deal. And I had to turn it down because I was in a lawsuit and I was too crazed and too confused. I didn't understand. But like God was coming and saying, hey, you don't need to do that anymore. You need to go over here. And I'm like, I don't know yet. Mm-hmm. And then my lawyer said this, wait till the case. There was so much conflict. I wish I said, screw you, I'm going this way, because God said, I even said to the therapist, I think God put me on that plane. He goes, well, God, what does God have to do with it? Well, hello, it's all about God, right? But nobody talked like this back then. I had no mentors. I didn't know.
You probably had no support system.
It was one person, and it was that one psychic that gave me a little bit. And she told me to read Ruth Montgomery's book, Strangers Among Us, all about walk-ins. So that became my Bible. Mm-hmm. Then as I started to get stronger, I went to UCLA for a job interview back in epidemiology, and I got hit by a fire truck. You remember that part of by the fire truck, had another out-of-body experience. I start laughing and crying at the same time the captain or was driving came over and said, you okay, miss? And I'm crying. I said, oh yeah, last year I'm in a plane crash and I'm getting hit by a fire truck. I mean, and then I went to another depression, but another level psychically. And then a year later, I got rear-ended and it took me again to another place. And then in 1984, I totaled a car on a rainy night. I was working for one of the largest talent agencies in the world. And as God is my witness, tell me if you get chills, April, I spun out and I said, I just want to go home because I'm so tired. And this white light went from my head. I was driving a Camaro at the time. Went through the Camaro and this loud voice that spoke to me coming down the ramp said, you can come with this now or stay and do. And I was given the same message. So the paramedics got me out of my car and I started screaming, they want me off the planet. They want me off the planet. Because I didn't know what's going on. And they shipped me over to UCLA emergency and I had to call people and they said, another accident, Linda. I just didn't stop. So I was like, I know now I was being indoctrinated. I was being initiated somewhere out there on that side. They chose me to help in a different capacity. I don't know why. I don't know, but it's like an initiation. Now I'm there.
Yeah. Is your walk-in your higher self stepping in? Or do you think?
No, I think it's separate. I try to analyze it. I look in the mirror. I remember who I was in college or what I look like. And I look at pictures of why can I have that body? We all do. We age and we kind of gain weight and we don't look the same as those cute little teeny boppers, right? But when it comes to certain memories, a lot of the pain that caused me upset throughout life, criticism, bullying, judgment, whatever I went through, most of that has gone. So I've healed from that because that poor person that was so put down by some of the people that I grew up with, mm-hmm. separated. And I evolved kind of like, you know, the caterpillar turning into the butterfly, which is why I got butterflies all over my website, my background, because the butterfly is the resurrection, the transformation. But each incident took me to a higher level. I became super psychic after that white light experience. And the next day, for whatever reason, the entertainment agency called and fired me. And I'm like, what? It was just an accident. What do you mean? I mean, all I did was answer phones and I couldn't even do that. I don't know. But then I started reading the books and then I started going to a couple of seminars. I was trying to figure out, why is this happening? No shrink could tell me. And, you know, nobody had the answers back then. And it wasn't like everybody was onto this. But then I went to a past life seminar with Brad, not Brad Steiger, the other one that did, can't remember his name now, was in like 82. And I thought, well, maybe this is a past life thing and I'm starting about karma. So I started looking, but that didn't fill me up either. I swear, one day I didn't know what to do. So I said, okay, God, I don't know what the F you want me to do. Show me. Because I was looking. And nothing made sense. And I just let go. I let God, whatever God was, in my world to let this universal energy guide me. If I was supposed to run into somebody at a restaurant and talk, that was it for the day. If I was supposed to have an interview, fine. If I was supposed to go here, I just let it happen. And then from 1984 to 1989, I bounced around. I went back to my music. I worked at a university, but nothing felt right. Then something happened. I got in another accident on a freeway. There were six cars involved. And like God opening the Red Sea for the Israelites way back then, all the freeway on a Saturday night, all the traffic just stopped. I made a 3-point turn, found the people on the side of the road, got their numbers. And yeah, I won the case because they hit me. Some guy crossed the line, but I was spinning. And then I had this horrible headache and some doctor said, oh, it's going to take about 2 years to heal. I'm like, I'm not spending another 2 years. I just spent a decade trying to figure out this stuff. Found a chiropractor, got out of pain. Next thing I know, somebody said, oh, you got to call Psychic Friends Network. You're so psychic. I said, I'm not psychic. But the truth is, for those 12 years, and this is what your listeners need to know, when they knock on your door or you're starting to hear things or see things, don't run from it. I ran for 12 years. Mm-hmm. I didn't want it. I didn't understand it. I didn't know what to do with it. And I'm not a gypsy on the boulevard with candles. I do have a candle magic line, but not like what they do, right? But it was the evolution. It was going through literally hell. I could not figure it out. Then I got on Psychic Friends Network with Dionne Warwick, which was the beginning of the psychic world.
That was really the beginning.
That
of
was
everything.
A 900 line.
All of us. Right? All of us. That was the very first one. And then everybody was doing psychic lines at 900 lines. And you could, you know, work for 40 cents a minute or whatever. But then they put me in the infomercial. So then that took me to another level. Then I became visible. Then people started calling me. Then from there, I got into LA radio. They interviewed like 300 psychics one week, and they chose me, and I got the nighttime gig. A guy by the name of Fred Missman, who's still my mentor today after all these years, is now retired. And he trained me in broadcasting. It was a major LA rock station. So from there, when that thing ended after about 6 months, he taught me how to broker. So I went to different stations. The next thing you know, within 2 years, I was in 400 markets. That's so amazing. I became the number one radio psychic back in 1994 to 2009. Mm-hmm. 2009, before I met you guys, was just the tip when YouTube was launched.
Exactly.
So I was on KLSX, a CBS station. I was on KBC, an ABC station. I was on all the network stations, mm-hmm. Real radio, right? Broadcast radio. But they got rid of talk radio because the internet was taking over. But yeah. I didn't understand the internet, and somebody was working for me, says, you got to get into YouTube. Well, at the time you said YouTube, I had just lost the job at the station. My mom had just died, and there was no way. With all this happening, like, who am I, where am I, what am I going to do now? Am I going to start what's called YouTube? Right. 12 years later, now I'm getting into YouTube. But it's just, I was a pioneer. I was a step ahead. Mm-hmm. The other part of the story is in 1991, I had emergency surgery. I was performing in town here. I was with a friend of mine, and I collapsed. I was hemorrhaging. and I don't mind saying it, but I had to have an emergency hysterectomy or I was going to die. I had the choice. The doctor said, it's this or that. And do you want kids? That was the first question. It's like, well, why? Well, if you don't do this, it's going to happen. So I gave up that and I threw myself in my career. But after the surgery, I became a healer. All this energy poured out of my hands. I would touch people. They'd heal. I had a schizophrenic, a multiple personality disorder girl, had 26 personalities. I put her back into one. Her mother flew in from Arizona and thanked me. Mm. You know, she said she worked for a psych ward. And she goes, why don't you go to help the doctors? I said, they'll never understand this. I didn't even know what I was talking about. It just happened. Yeah. Then in 1996, this brings us to the paranormal. I had more surgery. I had this surgery because of some clogging. It wasn't carpal tunnel, it was synovial stuff. But after that, I had somebody come to my home, asked me about his deceased wife. I said, oh, I don't do work like that. Next thing I know, this girl's coming through me. The guy starts crying. He said, you look like her. You sound like her. Those are her words. That's what she would say. I didn't even know what happened. So I called a noted psychic that I knew. She goes, oh, well, welcome to the world of transmediumship. Plane crash psychic, fire truck, more psychic, totaling the car, more psychic. Surgeries, healer. That happened. The mediumship happened after I had 100 tumors removed from my hips and thighs, lipomas, angiolipomas. They're little fat deposits with blood cells, their own blood supply. So you got to get them out.
Yeah.
So every trauma elevated me. But when I started channeling, you guys, I did it for 22 years. Years, not just playing with it. It just happened.
Did you have any adverse effects? Yes. From channeling dead people?
Yes.
Can you share that? What were your experiences?
Because I want to warn people. They all think it's fun to do the Ouija board, which I can bring in my mother and a couple of rock stars that I've known that are on the other side. They give me keywords to know that it's them rather than people just playing around thinking they've got a spirit. Very dangerous. You have to know how to work it. The mediumship, I loved it. I have boxes of testimonials that are eventually going into a book that people have written verbatim from the channeling. I would feel drained. I would feel elated. The noise in the background is my dog. I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
That's all right. Don't worry.
Penny, sit. I would get sick. For example, I can remember three. One time I didn't sleep for like 3 days. I was up and down, up and down, up and down. And when the girl finally called for her appointment, I said, you know what? Let's call her Susie. I said, I'm so tired. I don't know if I can do this today. She goes, you're tired? Why? I said, I haven't slept. She goes, oh, my husband died of sleep apnea. Another one, and I just found her letter from the 90s. She's probably in her 80s now, and I tried to find her. I think she's in Washington. And I was vomiting, and I said, what was wrong with your friend? Because I've had an upset stomach and I've been vomiting all day. Oh, she died of stomach cancer.
So you were really
embodiments,
right? Oh my gosh.
I brought in the spirit that clearly that I picked up their stuff. I had a headache, another one had a brain aneurysm. I learned to correlate.
Mm-hmm.
Back up to surgeries. When I was healing people, I used to hold hands, pull the energy. I'm so tired. So you know, like how you slap your hands on your
You're embedding it into
But you didn't even know. When you were channeling,
When
you were channeling, Dr. Linda, were you always pretty conscious when they were coming through, or were there?
Yeah. Because right here on the right side of my head, I'm not the type that does party lines. I call it party lines. Ask me to get John Lennon. If Oko or Sean or any of the other family members came and said, this is who I want, yes. But if I just sit, they say John Lennon, Robert F. Kennedy, Jesus, I don't believe any of it. I don't. I think there's words that a lot of people I know, I've watched a show, I know it's out there, but I've learned that you got to ask permission and they don't always come through. And then when they do, I've dictated suicide notes. I've dictated spaghetti recipes or sauce recipes. I have found things lost that people thought they'd never find in a shag carpet, you know, like a diamond. I told one guy, oh, your mom had an abortion. Said, no, she didn't. Yeah, no, she lost a kid. Your dad was wearing a plaid at the time. It's all documented. Lives here in LA. He went back to his mom, said, did you ever lose a child? She said, yes. Did dad wear a lot of plaid? Yes. I got that descriptive, mm-hmm. But it was beautiful. I felt happy helping people because I know what grief feels like. Oh, that's my mom, right. And friends. We all lose. It's horrible. Dogs. cats, turtles, birds, we lose what we love. And I can bring them all in. But it got to a point by 2018, I felt 99. I looked haggard.
Well, remember I said to, I would say to Jay, I'm like, because every now and again, I would see your messages or we would chat on messages.
Yeah, like, Dr. Tina's not doing well at all. No.
But it was like frequently, like I could be saying, like, she's not doing well. She's not feeling well. So you were having all of these side effects from bringing in all these external energies.
Because it's like a sponge. People want more and more and more and more and more.
Right.
Give me more, give me more. It becomes addicting.
Yes.
Everybody wants it. Everybody wants more. We can all be psychically addicted. Tell me, is he going to call? Is he going to marry me? Am I going to get the job? Am I going to have kids? Am I, you know, is my mom on the other side think of me? Is my dog okay? Is my stomach? One girl just this week's been texting me. I knew she had horrible problems. I said, I can't diagnose. But it's still text, like I'm a 24-hour hotline. I said, if you want more, please book an session. Of course, she disappeared, but they can take.
Yeah.
But the drain, and you're right, because when we were talking, and there were times I didn't know what was wrong with me. I didn't.
Yeah.
I was so almost possessed
right.
by evil, negative, like a serpent was strangling me.
Mm-hmm.
And when I finally said, I got to stop, there's something going on here that I've lost my life.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about the money.
I know it was bad because you didn't even want to come on the show because I kept saying, why don't you come back on the show? Why didn't you come back?
Remember,
I couldn't.
I had no life left in me.
You know, Dr. Linda, let me ask you this then, you know, for the people that are doing it out there or like looking, you know, it's a different world, right? So everybody's all trying to tap in, tune into something. And it's obviously very like, hey, you know, if I can tap into the dead and do that.
It's not that easy. They think they are.
It's not that easy. So let me ask you something. Does pretty much, does a lot of the people like in your industry, do they really like, kind of like you, do they not know that they're literally absorbing all that?
And not as deeply. I mean, for the way I was, because one, remember, I was on radio, producing the show, hosting the show, talking five nights a week, 2 hours a night, then booking the appointments the next day, doing the readings. And then I started the candle line and I had that on TV. And I just kept going, even though I just figured, you know, I was in my 40s and 50s and I had to keep working. And then one day it caught up with me and I'm like, what am I trying to prove? What is all this about? Why? And then I just backed off. And you probably remember when I posted on Facebook, I said, I am retiring from channeling. It was 2018. I said, I cannot do this anymore. Oh, what? It doesn't matter why. But for your listeners and for you guys who are curious, because you have some of the most amazing people on your show. They're gifted, yes. But a lot of them haven't been doing it as long as I have.
And at the pace that you were
so,
at the pace.
I have to ask
and
you this.
And also real quick though, there back then there wasn't as much knowledge about how to protect yourself and this
correct, April.
So there's a lot more right. You
it's
just
all different
you weren't like a locomotive.
Well, let me ask you this. Should we then, knowing what you know now, and again, you really have been a pioneer. We've known you, we've seen you go through your journey and everything, but knowing that now, should people actually be talking to the dead? I mean, should we actually in this world right now, should we be communicating with that? Or is that something we need to live and let live and just.
Okay, no, I think it's okay. I think it's okay. Why else? Because when people used to bash me or, oh, you think you're a medium. And then I'd throw something up from a relative that got hit by a car and they're like, how'd you know that? Well, because they just talked to me, you know. If you don't want to know, don't ask, right? The answer to it is complex, April and Asia, because as beautiful as it is, and we as humans, we are spirits. We only use 10% of our brain anyway. If we used 100%, God knows where we would be. We're at different frequencies. You and I are in what I call the soul circle because we communicate and we're on that same idea. The average person is coming in from different levels, or they're still drinking and drugging and boring around or looking for a fix and cheating and being depressed. And there's all so many ways to get beyond all that. I think it's okay to go to certain mediums. I don't encourage all because most don't have the gift that the few that I know do. I've heard, oh, this one's a medium. Well, this one's a psychic. Well, I've gone to them. I paid for them. I'm like,
and so let me ask you something. So I want to get to that. Right. I want to get clarity. Okay. So let's say, for example, somebody says they're a medium and they're retrieving information that they're projecting and saying, it's your aunt, it's your uncle, I'm getting this, I'm getting that, which maybe some are, but are you also saying that maybe some aren't and they're getting information from not the highest source?
Correct. They're getting information. They're getting something. Uh-huh. And how much is accurate? How much does the client identify? You know, Lisa Williams is one of the tops, and there's James Von Prague's been the pioneer in that, just as Sylvia Brown was in her day. Okay, there were those that really could. I used to get a lot of Sylvia's people and saying it was more descriptive because I got into detail. A lot of people are too superficial. I hate it when it's all your grandmother says this, your mother says that. From my experience, when I've done the quote, the party lines, it gets so convoluted that it's hard, because what we as a medium, my experience has been, I hear it and I have to translate it because it's in broken English. It's not a straight channel of communication like you and I speak. It's broken. And when somebody gets the broken words, like somebody asked me yesterday, their daughter's hearing things, but they can't communicate all of it. And I just type back, I said, it never comes in as full communication, it's broken. One time I was on the radio, I had a Latino girl call and she wanted me to channel her grandmother. And I said, okay, this is what I say and blah, blah, blah. And she started saying, I don't speak English, but I know you'll understand me. And the woman started crying. She goes, my grandma didn't speak English, but through channeling, they communicated and translated so I could give the message on the air. Mm-hmm. The worst case I ever had was probably 98, 99. And I brought in some guy from Chicago and he wanted to talk to his uncle. This dark, heavy, negative, like a bomb hit the station. That my assistant and the engineer, we went off the air for 10 minutes. It was so heavy, we couldn't function. We let it clear, went back on the air. I said, Bob, I don't know what his name was. And I said, who am I bringing in? They go, oh, my uncle, whatever his name was. He was in the mob. Where the hell I found hell that day.
No kidding.
Okay? It can go that door.
Right.
And beautiful with the flowers and the drums playing. And I mean, yes, there's life after death. I think we should continue investigating with protection, but there's also a rule I learned, which is why I will ask for the name of the person, the date they were born, and the date that they die. Most people don't invite. I was trained on my own from however it came to me. This is what you do. The other people, oh yes, okay, Susie, we'll talk to Mary. Okay, Debbie, we'll go talk to your dog. No brain works like that. I think my opinion is really focused. Bring them in. And one of the weirdest ones was a lady here in Pasadena, California, part of LA. And she wanted to speak to her husband, who was an MD. And I waited and I waited and I waited. I finally said, you know, I'm really sorry, but all I see is a man standing, staring out the window, chewing bubble gum, blowing bubbles. She goes, that's my husband. You got him. All I could get, wouldn't talk. But I saw the image and he just showed I'm here, but he didn't want to disclose. You can't force them to talk.
Yeah.
It's not like picking up the phone or Zoom and saying, hey, what's going on?
Do you telepathically, when they were asking you, I know you're not doing it now, Dr. Linda, but when they were asking you to channel their loved ones, did you, just to help us to understand that connection, that process, let's say, for example, you know, Sally wanted to channel her mother. How did you call in?
Just like I said, okay, like I'll be at my desk. My desk is full of paper. It's not like I don't have crystals and little lights and little banners of angels. No. I'm clustered. I'm just all over the place. But when I do my work and I know that somebody's on the calendar, it's all by appointment, so I can prepare. I take a breath and then I look at the paper with the person's name. Let's say Rita, born 19, whatever, 01, died 1987. And then I close my eyes and then I'll just say, oh, I see she drove a blue car in 1984 that looked like, she goes, oh my God, yeah. And she used to love hats and she used to love baking, and then it just started. But I had to focus, and next thing I know, it just happened. And I would go an hour.
That's a lot of energy. What's your thoughts on pendulums and cards?
I love cards. I started out teaching myself tarot. Nobody taught me tarot. And there weren't as many decks back in the 80s as there. Everybody made a deck. Everybody's a tarot reader. See what's happened with commercialization, just like everybody's a talk show host. Remember when you got started, you were still an entity.
Yeah.
Now it's not just radio or internet. Oh, now it's streaming on TV, or now you're on the phone and the laptop and you're on every channel from iTunes to Spotify. I mean, it's just explosive. So everybody's a photographer, everybody's a show host, everybody's right. a psychic, everybody's a paranormal,
right.
everybody's a something, right? There's right. no specialties anymore.
Right.
But back then we had a niche. And the question again was, because I went off, what was your question?
What's your feeling about tarot and pendulum?
Oh, tarot. Okay, so back then it was kind of eerie, and only the gypsies on the boulevard would read tarot, or my grandmother read tea leaves, or so you'd hear that. But I didn't know what it was, and somebody gave me a deck as a gift when I was on Psychic Friends Network. It was a gift. And I still have that deck. And I used them on the show on Psychic Friends Network in 1993 with Dionne Warwick and Linda Georgian, who's passed away. And I can still read them, but the beauty about me with the cards is once I had my wrist surgery, this goes back, when I had that surgery in 1995, I didn't need cards anymore. It just came out of me. The mm-hmm. cards gave me this confidence and the security to start reading what I call the self, it's the Celtic cross. I used 10 cards, but then I would use another 20 to see how the future played out. Now, if I read people in person, which I try to discourage because I don't like to see people, they never leave, they want more, and then their energy's here. So I just do it by phone or the radio. They'll ask a question, I'll give the reading. Then I'll pull up the cards and it almost aligns to what I just said. I don't need them anymore, but some people want to see the pictures. Mm-hmm. Now, the problem is not everybody understands that the wands mean opportunity and change, and the swords can mean not disaster, but difficulties and obstacles, and the spades, or the, I mean, not the spades, but the cups are going to be love and emotion, and each portion of the tarot has a different meaning, whether it's emotion, obstacles, money would be your pentacles, and how alliance. And one girl sent me her card spread, and I've been working with her. I said, stop reading your cards. We personally read into it and don't see what it is. She goes, oh my God, I'm cursed on this and that. So I said, just because you got the death card, it doesn't mean ends. It's transformation. People don't know the definition.
Can people really be cursed?
Yes.
They can be.
Yes. Yes. And I remove curses with my candle line. I created Weeks of Wisdom in 1999. They were on TV in 2008. I hired Kris Jenner to be the spokesperson back then, and she went on Keeping Up the Kardashians, never talked to her again. But yes, we have familial curses that can come back. Like my mom's family's from Poland. There's probably 8 generations of curses, and she used to talk about it, and I discovered it, and I've been to people that help identify it. Oh, this goes back to your mom's blah blah blah, and I already knew it.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're talking about Debbie's dating Jimmy and Mary came along and wants to break them up, so they curse the relationship. You hear it all the time. It's not as intense as you might think, but there is some juju on people that I can clear. Mm-hmm. I have candles that I was trained with a Sanarian priest, and I mixed it with Kabbalah because I was studying Kabbalah. So I have my own formula, my own method. I took away the occult, so nobody goes, oh, pagan, wicked, Sanaria. It is candle magic. It's all religions. It's all different beliefs. Mm-hmm. But how I present it is just, here, do good luck and remove the curse. Oh, okay.
That's good.
Let's keep it simple.
What do you think about pendulums, Dr. Linda? What's your thoughts on that?
I love pendulums. If you've got a really good pendulum and you've got, sometimes you got the sand underneath, or if you hold something and it's moving, you've got to really learn not to manipulate it, because if it's a yes this way and a no this way, does he love me? And it starts to go no, and you kind of make it go yes. People do that all the time. But if you mm-hmm. hold it and you really let the weight find the gravitational pull, and you think of a question, it's usually yes or no. Will I get the job? Does he love me? Am I getting divorced? Will I make money? Whatever. It'll start to go. And real energy.
Do the pendulums have a tendency to work with lower vibrational energies?
Yeah, but not as well. Because that's what I was saying earlier, that a lot of people that I call the lower ethereals, they're looking for answers. They don't know how to get them. So they're self-testing and they're reading their cards and doing the pendulums again, because everything's become so marketable. It's become a business rather than the art and science it really is.
You know, it's so fascinating that, people can, when they do a pendulum, it's like, I don't know how many
that side's good.
Yeah, you're good. You're good.
Yeah, there you go. Sorry.
Think about people that
I'm just full of light. You know?
What I was saying is that the people that don't associate that they actually are controlling it. I mean, if you would associate that, you would think about how powerful your mind is, that you're actually making it say yes.
And the universal God or whatever. There's real truth to it. But I mean, I wouldn't base a pendulum swing on the elections or if your dog has cancer. I mean, real stuff. You can play with it, but don't run your life by it. You know, I mean, I can be a psychic junkie like the rest of us. Is he going to call? Is he going to do this, do that? I was told I was going to be marrying this guy like years ago. Well, it's kind of in my life now. It's like, well, how long is it going to take? But it's happening, you know. But soulmates, that's a whole other situation, because some soulmates can take 10, 15 years to really evolve because one's not ready, but you see them and you keep crossing your path. And I mean, I've walked away from a couple of them. I've been proposed to a couple of times through my life. And I'm like, yeah, but no, it doesn't feel right. Oh, I'm too afraid. After the plane crash, the man of my dreams walked in, and there I was. I'm going to get married. I'm like, I couldn't deal with it. I was so broken inside. Mm-hmm. It looked okay on the outside, but inside it was fragmented and scary. And oh my God, the plane and people and career. I had to say no. And he didn't know why I rejected him. A friend of mine last year said, does he know you left out of fear and not love? I said, no. So 40 something years later, no, I wrote him a letter just last year.
And wow.
Did you actually write or email?
Respond?
I emailed him on LinkedIn.
Who writes anymore?
He came to me in like 2016 and said hi. I thought, oh, do you want to get together? He said, no. Okay, then what'd you come back for?
Exactly.
I heard him. He's had two marriages since then.
Oh.
I thought, wow, if it had been me, we probably would have stayed, had gorgeous kids, had a family. What? It's the what if, right? But I didn't know back then. So my friend said, you need to clean this up. I told him the truth, my fears, even my sister met him. Everybody thought I was nuts, but I couldn't deal with it. When a soulmate comes in, and you hear this all the time, I hear this all the time in my practice, I've never felt like this before. I can't sleep. I can't get him off my mind. The guys call, I've never met a girl like this before. We have past lives. You guys have many lives in the past. You're not, this is not your first incarnation or your first go around. That won't be the last. Yes, we come back again. But true soulmates live, love, work together. You guys are a team. You love each other. You've got your family. You have your arguments. You're not perfect. You don't walk on water, but you have a goal and you have your purpose. You found each other however many years ago. You went through all your, what we say in Jewish, your mishragas, all your crazies, and it works. At least when you're on camera, it looks like, hey, you're the perfect couple. It could be like cats and dogs behind the scene. We don't know.
We have our moments, but luckily we've gotten to a point that they...
This keeps us to behave.
Yeah, balance. Well,
that's why you still are together after how many years?
19, almost 20.
But this is your purpose. This is your purpose.
Well, it does. It forces you to behave.
Yeah.
It does. Right?
But your souls, when you first met AJ, did you recognize April, or April, did you recognize him? Did
It was the big, the fireworks, the boom, oh my God. The
butterflies. And then he looked a lot bigger than he was.
Like my eyes were like, I had hearts in my eyes, stars and hearts.
I could have blushed. What about you, AJ? Did you feel it?
Oh, of course. Yeah. I mean, it was like, wow. And it was instant. It really was. I mean, we had businesses. We were in the same industry. We merged the business within weeks, months.
Yeah.
It just
fast.
Yeah. But see, a lot of people run, or a lot of people aren't ready, or they're at different levels. I have one girl that's 17 years older, but this guy's coming in. And I said, you've got to be patient. You've got 17 years of experience that he's just starting to open up to.
Yeah.
Spiritually, yes, they connect. Mentally, they have fun. But emotionally, he's not ready for what she wants to have in the partnership. So people have to learn, yes, you can have soulmates. Yes, they're from past lives. Yes, some come and go. And why doesn't he love me? And why didn't he call her? Text, or whatever today. The right ones are there. And some, no matter how far away you run, they still come back.
Yeah. True. Very well said.
We had the essence of just being able to just really learn it all together pretty much at the same time. You know what I mean? And through the show, through the show's been like our church. Mm-hmm. It really has been. You know, everything we need to learn or learning.
Because you bring your people on who are in their professional area, whether they're acupuncturists or psychics or mediums or whatever their specialty is, the authors, all the different people from the New Age, metaphysical, spiritual world. It's a whole different mindset. You know, if we're talking about the virus, which I really don't want to get into, if we're getting into the Illuminati, which I really don't want to get into, if we're getting into what we really know is real versus what we think is real or what they're programming us to believe, there's a group of us that know the truth. And it's like we're just little pawns or a little actors on the stage, and we just have to show up and do our part. We can't change it. This planet is that of a warrior planet. We will never have peace on Earth. We're not supposed to have peace here, unfortunately. But we have to find peace in ourselves.
That's a new one.
You've never heard that?
I kind of say that.
No. Not to say that it's not a new one. It's not what people are saying now. But yes, you hear all the time. People say, you know what? Let me ask you this one, because we hear it all the time. You hear all the time, oh, the light has won, the light has won, the light has won. And I said, how do you know for a fact? How is that possible?
I've watched that on your shows. I've watched it. I've listened. April, you're right. Because our job is to bring in light. Just like I'm laughing at the sun here, right? Where I'm hanging out all this light. But
balance too?
Balance is dark and light. Comedy versus drama, it's always yin yang, the positive and negative of life, like the Tibetan symbol of the black and white. We will never just be all light. We will never just be all dark. We will always have politics and finances and income problems and families. And we're not disappearing. Yes, there are a lot of people who are being exterminated or dying, and whether it's the real cause, I don't want to go there. I don't want to get involved. I've been censored on a few shows, but as an epidemiologist versus a spiritual person, I see both sides. How did I get a PhD in metaphysics? There was a school called the American Institute of Holistic Theology that was around for like 20 some odd years, and I got my PhD just before they closed. But I'm now part of the American Alternative Medical Association. I'm board certified. This past summer, I won an award, top 100 leaders in healthcare.
Wonderful.
So I'm being acknowledged from the radio, my psychic, the spiritual, but as a metaphysical person, I merged. So I'm not just this airy fairy psychic that has this rap that I'm on TikTok doing cards. I'm a doctor. I'm clinical. I can be bitchy. But somebody comes to me because of the epidemiology and the research. I have a diagnostic mind. I hear something. I figure out someone's life pattern in like 2 minutes. Oh, you're in the wrong career. Oh, this is the wrong guy. No, this will happen. This will happen. It's just the way when I hear the voice and I'm working as a psychic, which I'm not right now, it just happens. So I got the PhD in 08 to qualify and quantify from the MPH in epidemiology to going into all the woo-woo and the paranormal. And I brought it all together because metaphysics,
it's a very rare.
And that's good that you mixture. Got that you were able to balance those.
I was able to see what I needed to, and that's why I'm going to be on 7 shows, and I'm coming up in a whole new brand, but it's still the experience. But metaphysics, which most people don't know, goes back to Dr. Carl Jung, who studied under Freud as a psychiatrist, and it was Jung that first defined synchronicity when he was on a train and he saw the dolphins popping out of the ocean at the same time. How did that happen? Why do they all dance? And this? So synchronicity was a term that was coined, and metaphysics became more known, even though Socrates and Hippocrates, all of them had insight back then. Mm-hmm. Not new, it's just here. Right. And metaphysics is spirituality or religion combined with psychology. So yeah. I have the gift of being a psychic. And I talked about candle magic. I was trained by a Santerian priest in 1999. My candles, Wicks of Wisdom, are pretty well known still. They're going to be on your site, by the way. And people can buy them. But one day I was doing Kabbalah. I was with the rabbi who's now deceased. And there's a chapter in Kabbalah that's talking about candles. And it's called Chokmah. The candle, pretend this is a candle. the candle represents the soul of man. The wick, when lit, is a flame, which is light, which is God. Mm-hmm. So with mine, you put in the herbs, oils, and powders, and there's a petition that I teach people how to write. It goes on the flame. So you're giving your wish to God.
That's beautiful.
That is really cool. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have all the links there for everybody on that. Hey, Dr. we're getting down to the end of the show. I want to ask you, when people do go to your site, what experience would you like for them to kind of get through? You know what I mean? When they get there and they, because there's going to be a lot.
Oh, just MitaSalvin.com. We're still redoing it, but you can book your reading, healing, sometimes a channeling session. It's not listed right now. But yes, I have to be charging you. It's my work. People go, you got a gift from God. Why do you have to charge? Well,
that's so annoying.
You know, it's not a John Lennon, you know?
It is. I mean, I, you have to live. You live your life. You,
yeah.
Well, you know.
Right. I mean, that's shouldn't even have to acknowledge that.
Yeah, but they do. You'd be surprised. Or go look at the readings and the healings. Look at the candles. There's good luck power to move blocks, obstacles, negativity, curses, bad luck, money and success to bring in abundance, new doors opening, new success, soulmate to bring in somebody that you love. I've had people get married. I've done the wedding as a minister. There's path power to get you focused and grounded and out of procrastination. There's legal candles. It's on all the testimonies. Read the testimonies. They're not solicited. They're true. I got one girl off of a jail sentence. She was up for 30 years.
Wow. That's impressive.
I think it was really this year. I did all the candle work for her. She walked some drugs into a prison to her boyfriend. She got busted while he was already in jail. Then she was going to go to 30 years with, she was crying even the night before her sentencing. Yeah. She's on the phone and her grandkids, her dog. I said, you're not gonna worry about
so if people buy the candles, then if they need help in doing that, can they
with them? Yeah, they get the candle set. We include shipping now, so it's less difficult to order. It's one price. Then you get what's called a petition consultation, where I just explain, you put a little piece of paper in the plan, I dictate the words when I get to understand your situation, or book a reading first, then I give it all to you to help you focus onto what's best. I prefer people to have a reading first without just buying the candles. And they call back, well, it didn't work. I didn't understand. I said, well, you could have had a reading first. Mm-hmm. And then predict the prescription for your soul.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, awesome. I got you.
Fabulous.
Our dear friend Dr. Linda, everybody, I'm glad you got an opportunity to meet her. It's so good to see you. It really is.
I hope this helped. And for the paranormal, just be careful. Just be careful. It's real, but
there is a wisdom there, everyone.
She's been there, done.
Great to see you guys. You guys have done so well. I'm proud of you too.
Thank you so much. Yeah, we just got to keep out there. So everybody, her link's in the descriptions below. So make sure you do check her out and get a vibe for her and see how Dr. Linda can help you in your journey called life. And thank you for hanging out with us as you always do. We will see you next time.
Thank you so much.
And together we are turning the universal key to global harmony and creating a unified world. Thank you so much for tuning in. And remember, tune in often to tell all your friends. And most importantly, may all your dreams come true. Many blessings. I'd like to share a story. While it may sound fictional, it's very real and happening right now in front of our very eyes. It's called The Great Awakening. Our sisters and brothers that come on Spiritually Raw are doing everything to help expand global consciousness. And in many cases, putting everything on the line to share their messages about what's happening around the world for the greater good of humanity, while exposing the truth of the deep state and the dark forces behind it all. We are living in the most unbelievable times, some may even say biblical, scary for many and yet exhilarating for others. Together, we are taking part in getting everyone acclimated to the Great Awakening process and the exciting new discoveries that lie ahead. The sad part is many of our amazing guests are being heavily censored, socially shamed, and outright banned on many platforms for exposing the truth and piercing the veil. By becoming a viewer, you bring your powerful energy towards this global movement of other truth seekers. If you're resonating with our show, please let us know by hitting the like button, sharing, subscribing, turn on the notification, and leave some comments. Together, we will turn the universal key to global harmony and create a unified world. And remember, tune in often, tell all your friends, and most importantly, may all your dreams come true. Thanks and God bless, Patriots Worldwide.
Hi, everybody. April and Jay here from Spiritually Raw. Welcome to
Spiritual Raw Secrets to Broadcasting Riches. Now, you're probably wondering, why did you guys put this course together? Well, this is truly a compilation of all of our experiences, our ups, our downs, our pitfalls, what's worked, what hasn't worked over the past 10 years. And the number one question that we continually get literally to this day is, how are you guys making money broadcasting? So we figured we'd put together a course because there's no better time than right now for everyone to get off the bleachers and start speaking to help raise the vibration of the planet. So we put together a course that is so easy to follow, but not only is it very easy to follow and it's our experiences, but in the course, you're going to meet 10 other people that took it along with us. They are in the journey. You're going to hear about their wins, their losses, their successes, their pitfalls, and what's preventing them or has prevented them from making money in the media world.
So in addition to that, we also understand the fact that we wanted to bring this element to the Secrets to Broadcasting Riches to you. So for those of you who are very serious about saying, okay, I need to give this a go, I got a voice out there, it's time for me to let that voice loose and share my truth with people. And you also need to know, okay, well, how do I do this so I can support my family and make a business out of this, right? So we also tie in the spiritual aspect of it. So in the course, you will learn the specific steps that April and I use to that we connect with at a divine level to get that inspiration that really fuels us on a day-to-day basis, that really gives us the creativity we need, that gives us the direction we need, and really also taps us into our future selves to give us the roadmap so we know that we know with predictability what the outcome of these are going to look like. And you will get that same essence and same feeling as we go through this together.
Now, this course is for everyone. If you're a beginner and you have absolutely no idea where to start, or you've been at it, it could be for months or years, and you're not gaining any financial traction. The easiest way to get to where you want to be is find people or a mentor or experts in the area that you are looking to become an expert in and model what they're doing and model what they've done in the past. And this is exactly verbatim what we have done in this master course.
We've done this for 10 years. We've taken a lot of that out of the way for you, so you don't have to go through that same journey that we have, okay? You can just go right there, pass go, collect your $200 and hopefully a lot more out of it. Cut out all the fat and everything that comes along with it. This is a really great time. Right now, we need people out there. We need people out there that are expressing their voices, because as you know, this is what your truth is, what will raise the vibration of the planet. And if we can collectively raise this vibration together, we are going to manifest everything that we're hearing out there. And so do your part. If this is on your radar right now to have your own show, to continue your own show and really give it a blast off, take this course. You really want to take this course because it will give you every specific step that you need. And if you like our style, which you know you probably are right now because you're watching it, and much love and thank you for that, then just we're sharing everything with you. We're putting it all out there for you. So click on the link below.
You know what though?
Yeah.
Don't take our word for it. Forget about everything we just said. All you have to do is go down and watch all the testimonials of the people that have already taken the course. And then make your own decision from there.
Yeah.
All you have to do is watch the testimonials, click the link, and away you go. Much love to each and every one of you, and many blessings.
We'll see you next time. Thank you.